We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now mostly cloudy and 58 degrees. Dozens of animals have been seized from a home in Bel Air.
Responding to a welfare call Monday morning, officers discovered dogs, cats, rats, and chickens. Some were dead. Many others were described as being sick. Bel Air Police Chief Daryl Atterbury tells KSN News it's a public safety hazard.
We have laws for a reason, and it's not to restrict people just because we want to restrict them. It's to restrict them with the safety of the animals in mind.
The animals are being cared for by animal control. The case will be presented to the district attorney. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Butler County investigators are still looking into the death of a three-month-old who died after being left in a car for hours Saturday in rural Butler County. Sheriff Kelly Herzit says the mother came home from a baby shower and was tired Saturday around noon. She instructed the other children in the home what to do while she had laid down to take a nap. Investigators say the woman later awoke and realized she had left the child in the car. Herzit tells KSN News the case will be turned over to the Butler County District Attorney.
It's a full-blown investigation. I mean, we've got a dead three-month-old child here. So we just can't say, oh, it's tragic, it happened, don't never do it again.
The Wichita Police Department will be working with the U.S. Department of Justice. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says Wichita is one of 10 cities chosen nationwide to be part of the National Public Safety Partnership.
You know, we have been working closely with our colleagues at the U.S. Attorney's Office in an effort to have more federal prosecution of our worst offenders, because that is a lot of who is driving our crime in Wichita. It's a lot of the same people over and over and over again. And we are getting serious with these offenders, and we want to make sure that we're effective.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas helped secure funding for this program. Senator Moran's deputy director is Mike Zamarsla.
As chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the U.S. Department of Justice, Senator Moran has made it a priority to make certain that law enforcement agencies like the Wichita Police Department have the resources they need to enhance public safety.
This is a three-year grant program. Part of the goal is to effectively pursue violent criminals, specifically those involved in gun crime, drug trafficking, and gang violence. A White House counsel linked to Watergate gives his assessment of the Russia report to a key congressional committee.
The House Judiciary Committee's Democratic chairman said the Justice Department deal guaranteed access to more special counsel records about alleged obstruction by President Trump. The Democrats wanted testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn, who was directed by the administration not to cooperate, citing executive privilege implications, which protect presidential communications. In a statement, the Justice Department said it was, quote, pleased the committee set aside its contempt resolution, returning to the traditional accommodation process. But Nadler said a resolution allowing Democrats to sue in civil court is still moving ahead. Republicans said the Democrats' decision to call Nixon White House counsel John Dean and two other witnesses with no direct knowledge of the Russia probe abused congressional rules and lacked credibility.
A helicopter flying over New York City crashed on the roof of a skyscraper, killing the pilot.
Police say the chopper is one that is usually used for executive travel, but it's not clear if this was why it was in the Midtown area. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill says they hope to answer why the craft was flying in rainy weather and find the reason it was where it was.
Yeah, there's a TFR there. That's a temporary flight restriction, and we're checking into that now, too.
In part because President Trump's primary residence, Trump Tower, is nearby, and aircraft cannot fly below 3,000 feet within a mile radius of it. No one else was aboard the chopper. The NTSB will investigate the cause. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted. Good morning. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Tuesday.
Earlier this week, of course, we had, actually it was last week, we had a warning coming down from the Kansas Highway Patrol talking about car versus deer traffic accidents. Said that because of the recent flooding, the deer activity had been increased. Well, last night around 9 o'clock, we had an injury traffic accident north of Wichita. It was on I-135 just north of the Sedgwick-Harvey County line. So, yeah, deer activity up, and we've got more of those traffic accidents. Just watch out for the deer this morning. Traffic update, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some cloud cover is moving in from the southwest this morning. It's going to be breezy, warm today with a high 78. We'll see some thunderstorms start moving our way from the west this evening. Our low 59, then sunny and windy tomorrow. Wednesday's high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. Stephen 10 in the morning. Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. We had a mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 79 degrees, normal high 85. On this date in 1958, yesterday we marked a tornado in 1958 at El Dorado. Well, this was the same year, the next day following that, a pair of strong F2 tornadoes struck south central Kansas. Stronger of the two moved northeast through an 8-block area of North Wichita. Tornado injured 6, caused around $250,000 damage. Second twister moved northeast across the Sedgwick-Butler County line, where it hit Andover. It injured 4 and destroyed a barn. It was on the state in 1958, a couple of F2 tornadoes coming right through our neighborhood. On the state in 1962, 3 prisoners at Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay staged an escape, leaving the island on a makeshift raft. They were never found or heard from again. I believe that was the name of the title of the film was Escape from Alcatraz, I believe. Wasn't that a Clint Eastwood film, Ted, several years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It was about this very same thing and how they did it, how they got out and what they were trying to do. And there's always been said that on Alcatraz, the current is so strong going out to the Pacific Ocean, that if anybody got out there in the bay, they would just be swept out into the ocean and never heard from again. And that's what they think happened to these three guys. However, they could have gotten away. If they did, there's 3 criminals who would have to keep their mouths shut and not talk to anybody for the next 70 years.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make much sense. So I got a feeling they were fish bait.
Probably. There was a Mythbusters episode where they actually had a swimmer try and make the swim, and they had 3 guys make a makeshift raft and try to raft there. The swimmer made it. But what he said was, I've been training all my life for this.
A good swimmer might.
Yeah. He said anybody else, even somebody who'd been working out at a prison, no. He didn't think it was possible, even though he had done it.
Having been out on the bay on a boat to go out to the Alcatraz, I can tell you that I wouldn't want to get in that water. It looked nasty. Dark and nasty and cold. The Pacific is so cold. But if you ever get a chance to tour Alcatraz, it's a fascinating tour.
It's very interesting.
Very interesting. Especially when they take you into solitary confinement and say, okay, who wants to go into solitaire for a couple of minutes? And they close the door and you basically cannot see anything. It is completely dark. And my friend Bob and I were in there and said, okay, we're ready to come out now. After about,
well, it's not solitary if you're in there with someone.
Well, yeah, but we were just getting a feel of it, you know. We weren't really being punished for anything. Well, they were vandals, and apparently very hungry ones at that. Authorities in Maine say a band of vandals ran amok through a fairgrounds booth in the town of Skowhegan.
Was it a roving band of vandals?
It was a roving
vandals?
Band of okay. vandals, and in the process, they swiped 120 whoopie pies and guzzled down a half gallon of iced tea. An official with
pretty much sounds like my diet.
An official with the Skowhegan Lions Club says the vandals caused about $1,000 worth of damage between the stuff that was damaged and the stuff that was swiped. The club says it hopes whoever was involved will fess up to the misdeed and to work off their crime by helping the club with its volunteer work. Sounds like teenagers to me, or kids. What exactly is a whoopie pie? You know, Ted? I Googled it. It looks like it's a couple of slices of, you know, like cakes type stuff.
Right, and then
with a white cream
then
filling.
There's marshmallow or cream in the middle, and it's all covered with chocolate.
Yeah. whoopie pies.
It goes by different names in different parts of the country, I think.
Well, in Maine, apparently, they call it a whoopie pie. I don't know that I've ever eaten a whoopie pie.
Really?
No. I don't think so. Well, he could have gotten canned, but instead of jail time, a man from Guam has caught a judicial break after pleading guilty to swiping more than $12,000 worth of potted meat and fish. Edwin Jao Ocampo was the warehouse manager for a supermarket. He was charged with swiping cases of corned beef and mackerel from the store. Court documents say 10 cases of the stuff were given to a co-defendant who used to work at the store. And Ocampo got a deferred plea deal last week, which means his slate will be wiped clean if he stays out of trouble going forward and quit stealing canned meat. Ew, that just sounds nasty. Canned meat.
Yeah, right. Stuff will keep.
Yeah. Probably keep forever, right? 6:15, Steve and Ted, and I consulted the old calendar and figured out that Father's Day's coming up Sunday.
Yeah, we're not far away.
And we've got some information about Father's Day a little later for you. And we're just changing the poll on our webpage. We'll talk about that in a few minutes as well. Father's Day's coming up. It'll be Sunday the 16th. So if some of you probably haven't even thought of it. I haven't until just last night Shelly mentioned something about it. What do you want for Father's Day? And my stock answered, I don't know. Whatever.
Thanks for being very helpful.
Yeah, I know. I'm not helpful with gifts at all. It's there's nothing that I really want. Nothing that just maybe
when you get something from the dollar store, that's on you.
There you go.
Here's a nice pair of rubber gloves.
Yeah, look, okay. Here, Dad, a brand new kazoo. Have that fun.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Here's some nice
Pokemon sunglasses.
Brand new box of aluminum foil, Dad. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Well, you're right, but I won't complain. Yeah, my kids forget about me at Father's Day. Can't be helped. They're busy. They got other things to do, right?
I don't think they'll forget you.
All right, coming up on 6:17, Steve and Ted. Let's go ahead and do leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. And as I understand it, the NBA playoffs are still going, right, Ted?
The season is not over.
Yeah.
It came down to a last possession last night. The NBA Finals, Game 5 in Toronto. The Raptors hosting the Golden State Warriors. Raptors looking for a win to close out the season. They had a 6-point lead late in the game, but Golden State went on a 9-2 run to take a 1-point lead. But Toronto did have the ball in its hands at the end. A chance for a game-winning shot. Finish off the season. Would Toronto be able to make it? You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's Fred VanVleet, front court. 10 seconds to go. Down one. They go to Kawhi with 7.5 court. Looks at the clock. Drives Thompson. Double team. Finds VanVleet with 2. Into the corner. Lowry for the championship. No! It hits the side of the backboard. The game is over. The Golden State Warriors are extending this final series back to a game 6 in Oakland.
Was Fred a little off balance or something there? It sounded like they had him cornered way out from the back.
Well, he didn't. No, Kyle Lowry shot the shot.
Oh, I thought Fred shot.
Fred had the ball in his hands twice, and he was trying to find an open guy. But
yeah.
Lowry couldn't hit the game-winning shot.
Okay.
So Toronto still leads the series 3-2, but they probably feel they let that one get away last night.
Yeah.
The road team has won 4 of the 5 games in this series. There's been a lot of disappointed fans watching these NBA games.
Home fans.
Home team's only won once. That was way back in game 1. So the season's still going. Fred, former Shocker, Fred VanVleet, came off the Toronto bench, made 3 3-pointers on his way to 11 points, but it was in a losing effort. Toronto still leading the best of 7, 3-2 as the series continues. Major League Baseball, after a day off yesterday, the Kansas City Royals are back at it up at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the Detroit Tigers. And the Royals have lost 5 of 6 against Detroit this season, but all 6 of those games have been played in Detroit. Finally get their first look at the division rival in Kansas City, starting tonight for a 3-game series. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30. The game will start about 7:15. Royals-Tigers, you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM. 97.5 FM. The St. Louis Cardinals won yesterday. They went into Miami and beat the Miami Marlins 4-1, knocking off the bottom team in the National League. Cardinals, after 64 games, are right back where they started, even 32-32. Minor League Baseball yesterday. Former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm. He is in single A with the Philadelphia Phillies. Alec had a triple, scored a run, drove in a run, had a walk. He's got a .387 on base percentage. And after that triple, he is now tied for eighth in the Florida State League in triples. Former Shocker Alec Bohm in single A with the Phillies. And a big birthday today, former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Joe Montana celebrating a birthday today. He is 63 years old. Of course, he won four Super Bowl rings with the San Francisco 49ers. Then late in his career, he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs and led them to back-to-back playoff appearances at the end of his career.
Pretty good quarterback.
Would say so. Some still regard him as the greatest of all time, even though Tom Brady has certainly laid stake to that claim in recent times.
Yeah.
Joe was pretty darn good as well. Happy birthday today to the Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Chiefs quarterback Joe Montana, 63 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes, taking God out of the oath of office. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.